And to start off, I need your name and title for the record.
This is Evan Bookbinder, Senior Meteorologist.
And Evan, we have a wind chill advisory in effect until noon today. What does that mean for our listeners that may not know?
Basically, that means we're expecting wind chill indices, which is a combination of the temperature with the wind, the feel-like temperature, if you will, to be 15 below zero or colder, which is about the threshold at which we begin to see rapid damage to exposed skin and other impacts, dangerous to possibly life-threatening conditions if you were to stay outside without taking protective measures.
And how long would it take for say, like frostbite to hit somebody if they had their hands unprotected or feet or face or something like that?
Really, that's a factor of both the wind speed and the actual air temperature, and it's not the same for every person. It's fairly unique from individual to individual, but when we get that cold, even with a fairly light wind, you're still looking at less than 30 minutes' time before frostbite would begin to occur.
And Evan, I know I talked to you about the snow yesterday morning. Are we still predicting some pretty significant snowfall this weekend?
No, like yesterday, the secondary event here still looks like a rather non-event here. We may see some light snow come in, a couple episodes over the weekend, one Friday evening perhaps, another possibly Sunday, can even rule out Saturday, but all of these collectively are dusting to a few tenths of an inch type events as they look now.
Well, I will take that then.
Absolutely.
Well, I do have one more question for you. As my listeners head out to get to where they're going this morning, what would you advise them to do?
Put on layers, and when you don't think you have enough layers on, add another one, because it is brutally cold out there in spots. Right now, you and I are here chatting here at a little before 2 in the morning, and we already have readings down 11 below zero at St. Joseph. 0 degrees here in the Kansas City metro, 5 below up in Chillicothe, just to give you a few examples, and we're expecting another 5 to 8 degree fall here before daybreak. Factor in the winds blowing about 5-7 miles per hour, and it's going to feel pretty brutal out there come sunup.